Hey guys, welcome to Everyday Alchemy. I'm your host, Terry. Alongside of me, you will also be hearing from my community and other everyday people just like you, sharing their stories, tools, and magic to help expand your consciousness and alchemize your life. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Everyday Alchemy. Gosh, today I am feeling just a little bit ungrounded as I have had just a few bigger downloads come in this week in regards to reality and how it is formed and structured. You know, just the typical, just low-key stuff. Oh man, like the information that's been coming in has really been hijacking my focus just a little bit. And yeah, I feel manic almost like when it comes in. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm just like super ungrounded and it's a lot, especially when you have real life to deal with, real life problems and real life responsibilities. And then boom, all this stuff comes in. It comes through my dreams. It comes through just in downloads in the morning or in my meditations. And yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to focus. And yeah, like as much as I want to share what's coming through already, because it's really exciting and just feels really big and overwhelming, I know I am to just still sit in it and marinate it in a little bit as the information or more of it needs to come through. And I just don't want to rush into anything. I don't want to share anything until the full idea has been integrated fully into my awareness. That's funny, because just as I said that, I can feel my guide Neo also wants me to just pause right here and share this with you. So I'm just going to share this because obviously I'm meant to hear this, and obviously you are all, or some of you are meant to hear this. So basically, the creation process is made simple. Idea is the subtle energies from source. So the frequencies penetrate your awareness, your body, and manifest in synchronicities, or manifest as information coming to you in your reality. This can be through synchronistic conversations or simply just a piece of information that randomly just lands on your lap. Then from there, thought is formed. There is then the exploration of that thought, and then the exploration of the experiences of emotions around that thought. And these emotions can polarize you. You know, they'll either be really exciting, kind of like what I've been experiencing, and prompt curious exploration and further investigation or even actions. Or the fear can be there too, and it will be triggered, which can halt the exploration or the creative investigation. So yeah, perhaps you will experience both. But either way, you have a choice to either progress and explore this creative thought first formed by the idea, or you can listen to your fears and drop it. You know, the fears of, oh, I don't know this. I'm not smart enough to do this, or I'm not good enough to do this, or I don't understand, etc., etc. So this process is a conscious exercise, and you can only consciously choose if you are conscious of the fear that is stopping you, and also conscious of the excitement, joy, and curiosity that prompts progression on the idea. So idea is conscious expansion. Idea first comes from source, from the ether, and source is consciousness seeking expansion through you. Okay, so yeah, cool. Thanks for that, I guess. I just had to share that, apparently. So there's probably someone out there, or maybe a few of you, that needed to hear that. Maybe you have a great business idea that you've been stewing on for years, and or just recently, and yet your fears have been holding you back from acting upon it. Who knows? So I just thought I would share that with you as just a simple explanation of the process. Really distilling it down. the idea comes from source. It's perturbations in the wave field, in the ether. Comes into your awareness, into your conscious thoughts. You may feel it in your body. You may then have different things come up, manifestations, synchronicity signs, or random conversations or information that comes to you that is an energetic match to this idea or these thoughts. And yeah, you may have emotions that are triggered. So excitement, joy, curiosity, or you might have the fears. I don't know what this is. I don't know what to do with it. I can't do it, or I'm not good enough, or all the reasons that halt you or stop you back from exploring the idea and the thoughts further and taking actions on it. When you become aware of how this is just a simple process of idea, thought, manifestation, you're kind of less caught up in it all and overwhelmed by it all. You just see its simple process, and then you have the power to decide what you're going to do with it. Anyways, okay, so in today's episode, I wanted to talk about and share with you a psychic tool that I use. So yeah, I've had some really interesting things come through this week that I, as I mentioned, that I will share eventually. But what was interesting was some synchronicities that came through the last few days around this idea and the information that has been coming through to me. And the synchronicities revolve around tapping into the energy of physical objects, people, places, or things when you are not able to do so physically in the real world. Now, I've been using this psychic tool to help me to gain more clarity on the idea and the information that has been coming through to me. So during the week, I just randomly had the thought or the memory of this huge quartz crystal that my friend found in Whistler about 7 years ago. And I thought, that's weird. Why am I thinking of that crystal? I mean, maybe because it was such an amazing find, because it was so huge and it had beautiful rainbow colors all throughout it. But it just randomly popped into my thoughts. But anyways, only 2 days later, I found myself talking about that crystal in a conversation I was having with someone when I was talking about, you know, like how cool it is that you could find quartz in the Sea to Sky area. Then later on that evening, my friend who actually found that quartz texted me. Now, she's a very intuitive person that has the most epic and most powerful dreams. I always listen in intently whenever she talks about her dreams because they're so good. So anyways, she had a dream that she made these cool necklaces out of quartz and feathers and gave them to me to sell at the market. But one stuck out the most to her, and she said it was that giant quartz point that she had found years ago. And she told me that she knew she was supposed to give it away and that she felt she had to give it to me. And I told her how funny that was, as this quartz's energy had been calling me, so to speak, this week. And, you know, and that I hadn't thought about it in years or even remembered that she'd found it. And yeah, I told her that how it came up in conversation as well. So anyways, as I wouldn't be able to see her for a few days, I told her that I, you know, to get the quartz crystal in physical person, I told her that I would connect to its energy and just see what comes up. So last night I did just that. I connected to its energy, and I knew that it was supposed to facilitate me in gaining more clarity around the bigger downloads that I had been receiving. So that's the message that came through. It was actually really interesting because the information that came through said that it, because of its size and it's like rainbow colors throughout it, like the frequencies of all the rainbow, it was just a high vibrating, oscillating quartz energy, and I could use it to tap into the energies of having more clarity around what was coming through. So I thought that was cool. So anyways, that's what came through. But then this morning she texted me and she had confirmation that the quartz crystal is to come to me. She had that night, and that's what I had to myself. And that for whatever reason, she also needed amber. Like, she wasn't supposed to have quartz, but amber, but that she didn't have any. And so she said that when she visualized amber and tuned into its energy, it made her feel instantly calm. So this is exactly the tool that I want to share with you today, how to intuitively tap into the energy of a physical object, a place, a person, or a thing, anything, when you cannot physically be near it or when it's not with you. So you can use this tool in many ways. You can use it for when you are missing someone, you know, someone that you cannot physically be near, whether they have passed away or if they are still alive, it doesn't matter. And I use this all the time as I'm away from my family, right? I live in Canada, they're in Australia. Or I use it when I'm missing a loved one that has passed away and I just want to feel their presence again. Or even often I miss the feeling of being in the Australian bush, you know, the sights, the feelings, the sounds, the smell of the eucalyptus. So what I'll do is I'll Google images of the Australian bush, or I will think of a memory of me being in the bush, and I tune into its energy that way, allowing all of my senses to experience what it would be like as if I was actually there. You can utilize this tool kind of like what my friend is experiencing right now, right? What she did with the amber, right? She is wanting to embody more grounding practices in her daily life. And in her dream, amber came to her and was suggested to her. Now, she doesn't have any amber for now, but she simply just visualized it and tuned into it, felt it. So therefore tuned into its energy and then instantly felt more calm. You can use it to help you to quit an addiction, like, I don't know, sugar addictions or smoking. You know, when you're craving something, you can think of a memory or the feeling of what it's like to consume it. And remember that the body doesn't know the difference between what we visualize and what is happening in real life. It responds either way to either visuals. So visualizing and feeling the feelings can help you to not consume whatever it is that you're addicted to. You can use this tool to tap into the energy of something that you have had before and now don't have, or of something that you want and that you don't have right now. This is you tapping into the energy of what it is that you think you want. So, you know, so that you can depolarize the need or the want behind having this thing. Because remember, needing and wanting something really badly, when it's polarized like that to an extreme, that's actually you telling to the universe, I really, 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 really need and want this thing because I don't have it. So it's actually connected. The main energy, underlying energy, is actually connected to lack of you not having it. Otherwise, why would you really need or want something that badly? Because you see, when you tap into the energy of having whatever it is that you want to have and you visualize and play around with what it would be and feel like to experience this reality of having it, the more you do this, the more you will come to, you know, really experience all of what it's like of having that thing, meaning like the more you explore the good and the bad, both sides or both polarities. This helps to neutralize and deactivate that extremities, that polarity. And this is key. Because when you want something really, really badly, or if you think that, you know, the person or situation or thing is just going to be so great and it's going to answer all of your problems, this is how you create a polarization. We do not want to manifest from this polarized place, from these polarized emotions, any extremes. From really, really wanting something so badly because it's going to be so, so great and so exciting and perfect and it's going to be, you know, it's going to solve all your problems. You really don't want to either, like the other degree, you don't want to feed into the energy or the emotions of the fears of not having it or from fears of losing it. We want to manifest from neutrality, from zero point, as it's called in quantum physics. That is where the true magic and flow lies. And the feeling and seeing and knowing, like both sides, the good and the bad, this neutralizes things. You know, seeing the shadow and the light helps to balance and neutralize the energies, the needs and wants, and bringing it back to zero point. Remember, at zero point is the lowest frequency or lowest energy possible, zero point. But when you even go into that zero point, what you'll find is it's unlimited potential of energy. Like, anything is possible. It's just pure potentiality. That's where the magic manifests. That's where the magic lies. That's the sweet spot. Okay, so here is what to do. So either in a meditation or before you drift off to sleep or just as you wake up, you want to visualize what it is that you want to tune into. Then, after visualizing it in front of you or with you holding it or with you being with it in some way or someone, whatever it is, right? Like, imagine you're physically with it or that it's in your life right now. You then want to allow yourself to feel into the feelings that come up for you.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
Okay, so imagine you're physically with it or whatever it is that you're wanting to tune into. You want to play out scenarios of what you will do with it or them. Experience it. Imagine you are interacting with it. What would your life look like? What would you be doing? Then you want to allow the feelings, the emotions, and the feelings in your body that you feel. You want to notice what your body feels. You want to notice what emotions come up. You want to notice if you feel grounded or anxious. You want to notice what visuals naturally unfold, what smells you smell, what sounds you hear. Just allow everything to be there. Just let the visualization play out and unfold. And just notice what you notice. But the key is to feel. Because it's the feeling or the emotion, energy in motion, that holds the most amount of energy. So we want to experience that energy, feel it out, allow it to move through us, and then to release. And remember that if you're not a visualizer, that is totally okay. It actually doesn't matter because the visualizations, like the fact that you're imagining things, it's just a tool to help to trigger or prompt the feeling. The feeling is what's important. The feeling of the energy is what is important. So if you can't imagine or you can't visualize for whatever reason, redirect your focus on allowing certain feelings to come up when you set the intention of connecting to whatever it is you're wanting to connect to. Just state the intention and then just feel or like imagine through your feelings what that would feel like if you had it with you right now. Now you can also think of a memory of that thing or that person or that situation. And just go with whatever memory first comes to mind as the first memory that pops up. Doesn't matter how significant or insignificant it is, it has the strongest energy. So go with whatever comes up first. Feel into the feeling of it, of the experience you had, or what you felt with that person, or what that person represents to you. The memory is a store of energy. It is a store of emotion. Think of it as a file on your computer. It's a store of information. So we can tap into memories, bring up and open up that file, bring up those memories from the past to help to unlock the information and the emotions. So energy. So again, we want to experience and allow all of the emotions and feelings in the body to be there. This is how we neutralize the energy. We are showing ourselves the full spectrum of energies so that we, A, show ourselves what it's like to have it and show ourselves that we are never truly without it or anything, right? Like that lack is just a created fear-based belief. B, we are creating new neural pathways in the brain, making it easier for us to own and feel like how it would feel to have it. which may involve creating a new belief system or identifying old limiting belief systems that are getting in the way of us having it or manifesting it in real life, depending on how big what it is that you are tuning into or wanting in real life. And C, we are showing ourselves that when we have something, it's actually the emotions and feelings that we feel that's important and is what that thing brings us, right? Like, we don't actually want the physical thing just for having it. What we want and what we like and desire is the feelings that that thing provokes in us. So we are showing ourselves that we don't need to physically have it to feel those feelings that it provokes. We can tune into the energy of anything, anyone, past, present, or future, or any situation at any time we wish. Just because you don't physically have it doesn't mean that you can't reap its benefits of the emotions and the feelings that it brings you, the frequencies, the energies that it brings you. Because everything is just energy at its core. This energy is what manifests into physical things. And by the way, I can feel my crown chakra tingling again, because that's exactly the types of downloads I'm getting, is how it is that energy will manifest into physical things. Anyways, energy is what manifests into physical things in this third dimension. And is what then can manifest into our lives when we are an energetic match to it, when we focus our thoughts, feelings, and actions on more of its underlying energy, or when it's the right time for it to be in our physical presence. It's also a reminder for us that we are powerful energetic beings that have the ability to have in more ways than just physical, because we're not just physical beings. And we're remembering that. We are awakening to that. So it helps us to develop our energetic gifts of expanding our consciousness to ultimately come to know that there is more than just the manifested physical world. Now, finally, after I had created this episode, I had a confirming phone call from another friend telling me that, you know, she'd been visualizing her dream home for years, what it looked like inside and how she felt being in that home. And she'd mentioned how a house that she'd loved had come up for sale. And when she looked inside the home, it actually matched exactly what she had been visualizing for years. So this was showing her that the manifestation was close, that what she wanted, and, you know, this house that she'd had on her vision board since 2014 and had been visiting and visualized living in her mind, was possible. It does exist in this physical, real, three-dimensional world. So this confirms the message of what you connect with energetically and continue to focus upon. It does exist. And it can show up in the physical world all at the perfect time. But in the meantime, if you are without it, if it is not in your physical presence, you can still tune into and utilize its energies. Therefore, you can actually have it in your life right now. That's pretty powerful to think about. So please, you guys, give it a go. Try it out. See how you go. Let me know how it goes. Reach out. Let me know what happens. Or if you have any cool stories as well, how you've been visualizing and feeling into the energies of things and have any cool stories about it, then reach out and let me know. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to share it with anyone that might be curious about this or interested in it, or anyone that you feel intuitively called to share it with at this time. Don't forget, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can follow me on Instagram at my everyday alchemy, at my everyday alchemy. Oh my God. And all of the links are in the show notes too. I hope you guys have a really awesome week. Bye. Well, that's it for today, guys. And if you like today's episode, please like and follow us on our socials. Share this podcast with friends, and why not leave this podcast a review? Oh, and hang out next for a minute if you want some high vibe laughs. Oh, here we go. Some good one-liners for you. What does Quartz get tired of? Being taken for granted.